Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, Broomhead does it every day at this time. We call it Did You Hear This? We bring you the big headlines of the day and some commentary. Let's get to it.
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Hearts were broken last night.
And the Dallas Mavericks have defeated the Suns handily, 123-90.
123-90, Barry. Should the team be ostriches today and burying their heads?
I think they should go into hockey, maybe try something different. You know, you hear
get a new sport, guys.
You hear that clip, and it what makes me the saddest is to hear Al McCoy, who's been calling these games since sometime in the mid-1800s, and I feel bad. I was really hoping Al was going to get to call a championship game, a win here for the Suns, and he's not going to get to do it, not this year anyway, and that made me sad. Yeah, this was an embarrassing. It was an embarrassing game for these Suns. Frankly, I feel embarrassed, and I'm just a guy watching it on TV. But it's weird. The top three guys didn't show up. Chris Paul, you know, supposedly he had a quad injury, and that makes some sense to me. Booker, I don't know what happened to Booker. He's a clutch guy. We had three of the top clutch players in the league all season long. I don't know what happened. And then Ayton, just this whole series, I don't know where Ayton's been. I mean, he should have been dominating. I don't know if that was game plan, that was him. I don't know what's been going on, but in this game, barely took shots, missed a couple of easy shots early, and it went downhill from there. And then in the third quarter, got into it with Monty Williams when he was taken out of the game, and we never saw him again. He only played 17 minutes total. There's some questions that need to be answered, but boy, that was, bury your head in the sand, absolutely.
On Friday, we found out Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams is being sued.
Three Phoenix police commanders claim they were unfairly demoted and blamed for 15 protesters being unlawfully arrested and charged with gang-related crimes.
Legal Beagle, what are your thoughts on the lawsuit?
Well, you know, and it's interesting. The lawsuit is saying, hey, you demoted us and you didn't have the right to do that. You didn't have a, you know, let us have a hearing or present any rights. That may be true. I don't know what their agreement says. But the bigger issue here, and this is also being investigated by the Department of Justice, the bigger issue here is that the police department, in conjunction, I think, with the county attorney's office to some extent, brought charges, criminal gang charges, against people who were simply protesting. And that bothers me. You should be able to go out and peacefully protest and express your First Amendment, your rights under the First Amendment, and to have the police arrest you and not just charge you with whether it be trespassing or protesting on a street you shouldn't be on, which are small misdemeanors, but to have them charge you with these racketeering and gang-related things when these folks were never part of a gang. There was never a part. That bothers me. And the allegations are that these three assistant chiefs were behind that and kind of got that going. We're going to find out. There's a lawsuit. There's discovery. We're going to have depositions. We're going to have evidence. We're going to find out when Chief Jerry Williams knew things when she didn't, whether she approved stuff. We're going to find all that out in this lawsuit. And I think these former officers, these former assistant chiefs are basically saying, hey, this isn't going to go away. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, it's Did You Hear This? We bring you the big headlines of the day and Mike Broomhead's commentary. Mike's not here, so you're getting mine today. Jess Welch is running the big show, producing. What's next?
This weekend was slammed with shootings in New York, California, and Texas. We have gotten a lot of information about the Buffalo, New York shooter and potential missed signs.
Multiple law enforcement sources telling us that during the suspect's senior year in high school, he allegedly wrote a paper where he mentioned murder-suicide. School officials contacted the state police. There was an investigation, but no charges were filed, and the matter was apparently dropped. About a year later, this same young man was able to legally buy the assault weapon used to kill all those people.
Is there anything we can do beyond opening investigations when we have situations like this? Because, you know, this isn't the first time.
Yeah. It's going to take some, it really would take some law changes on this, and you know, some folks aren't going to want to hear this, but should you be able to restrict the purchase of a weapon by people who have potential mental health issues? And a lot of that seems like it makes sense, I think, but what you're going to find is most folks who are very strong proponents of the Second Amendment are going to say no, and this wasn't enough. So a high school kid wrote a thing where he talked about murder-suicide, and now he doesn't get to buy a gun when he turns 18. I think you're going to hear a lot of people say, they know. I think some restrictions like that make sense. I think we need to have a mental health background checks and other things in place for folks who buy guns. This guy bought a gun in New York, which has very strict gun control laws there. He bought this semi-automatic rifle in New York legally. So, it sounds like here that the school did the right thing. He was investigated. There wasn't enough there to do an arrest or anything else. And then a little while later, he's able to go in and buy a giant gun. It's not right. There's ways you can fix it, but it's going to require some level of common sense gun control.
Finland and Sweden have announced plans to formally join NATO, to which the president of Finland had this to say about Putin.
They are ready to attack a neighboring country. If that would be the case that we join, well, my response would be that you caused this. Look at the mirror.
Do you think Putin will have the same response towards Finland and Sweden as he did toward Ukraine when they wanted to join?
No. And by the way, Ukraine, there was some discussion of it. It wasn't this close. Finland and Sweden are going to join NATO. This is happening now. That was never the case with Ukraine. And frankly, there was a lot of folks in NATO who didn't want that, didn't want Ukraine to join because they didn't want to upset Russia. The fact that Putin did this, it's so backfiring on him. It's amazing. Maybe when this is over, Ukraine does join if they come out of this alive. But what you have right now are the NATO countries working with, they're not in there defending, but they're working with NATO, with Ukraine. They're providing weapons and tactical support. And we'll see what happens. Ukraine seems to be holding their own. But Finland and Sweden, I never thought I'd see that. They've always been neutral. They've always been, they border Russia. And I think this has scared the heck out of them. And with good reason. I mean, when you're watching a guy who can just come in and invade your country for no reason, you may want to join a coalition to make sure that doesn't happen.